Blog Talk Radio.
This is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to Diva Talk Radio, divinely inspired, victoriously awesome conversations with some of the most interesting people on the planet. I am your host, as always, Cheryl Lee Ralph, your diva, your friend, your auntie, your mother, your sister, your mentor. The hostess with the mostest of this show that we call Diva Talk Radio. I hope you've had a good week. I hope that you've had a prosperous week. I hope that you've had a successful week. And I don't care how that success might be viewed, as long as it is viewed by you as successful. I mean, things as simple as being able to get out of the bed on your own and take care of you, take care of yourself, or if it's as simple as being able to receive help once it is given to you. Maybe it's just the success of having some good night's sleep. Maybe it's the success of being able to look at the person that you love and know how good it is when somebody loves you back. Whatever success is for you, I hope that you have experienced it in some way this week. Hey, and if you enjoy what you hear this week, we hope that our success will be in having you come back and listen to Diva Talk Radio once again. It is the month of April. The temperatures are rising, in some places not as high as they would like it, but it is getting warmer. I happened to have been back east 2 weeks ago. I had to have a jacket on, but it wasn't the fur or the wool or the boots or the hat or the whatever it was that I had on just a month ago. Things are warming up on the East Coast. But last week, I was in beautiful, beautiful Jamaica. And it wasn't warm. It was Jamaica hot, man, and it was good. I was there with my family celebrating the 80th birthday of my uncle slash godfather, the Honorable P.J. Patterson, who turned 80, and the whole family was together as we celebrated. The immediate family, the extended family, the family of friends, everybody was together. I arrived there Friday at about noon, met my husband, Senator Hughes, and we attended the Friday night event where everybody came together. There were people from all around the world, the different islands, the states, Africa, and it was wonderful to hear the wonderful things being said about him. This following Saturday night, we went to Devon House. Now, for those of you who don't know Devon House is the first mansion. And I don't mean mini mansion. I mean mansion. The first mansion built in the Western Hemisphere by a black man, Mr. Stibell. And it is a beautiful, beautiful home. Well, they opened up the house and you could take a tour. And I tell you, when you take a tour of Devon House and you see, oh my goodness, a house without plumbing, when you see what bathrooms used to look like, you know, a chair built sort of like a throne on top of a porcelain bowl that you would use to release yourself and then cover it up. Quite literally, it was like sitting on a throne, but it had to smell. And the fact that the basins, as beautiful as they were, that once again, there was no plumbing. So you were pouring it in, washing your face. You had to dump it out, then re-pour it in. It just made me appreciate so much things like handles that you turned, and magically water comes out of them to fill the bowls with clean water to wash your face and brush your teeth. Handles that are connected to systems that flush waste away so that you might, you know, put it in the bowl and then put it into the sewer system. It made me so thankful for all the little things that we sometimes take for granted. But all of that said, I had some of the best ice cream ever. Some of you who haven't been to Jamaica or haven't been to Kingston don't know that Devon House has something called Devon House Ice Cream. And I'm here to tell you this ice cream is just so delicious, so cold, so creamy, so yummy. And I asked for ice cream sitting out there on the front of the lawn in front of Devon House. I asked for ice cream. And they bought me a double scoop of Devon Doppy on top of Roman Raisin. Now, what is a Doppy? A Doppy is a ghost. And we all know that there are ghosts there at Devon House. And it's called Devon Ghost. But it sounds better when we say it in Jamaica, Devon Doppy. It tasted so good. It sort of tasted like ale and beer and ice cream. Yeah, but ale. It was a bit stronger, but it was a nice bit stronger with ice cream. Right on top of the creamiest, sweetest, nicest rum and raisin ice cream. Oh my gosh. I felt so good and so happy sitting there next to my uncle with my double oversized two scoops of Devon House ice cream. Oh, it was so good. After the jazz on the lawn, we went home. We had a wonderful time just talking about the great time. It was wonderful to see my mother so happy and having a good time. But we got home, went to sleep, woke up. There was church in the morning, and then there was the family brunch. Didn't have enough time to eat as much as I would have liked, but I had time enough to get on the plane and make my way back home to California. And I've got to tell you, it was a wonderful weekend of celebration, family, fun. So the next family vacation that you're planning, make it Jamaica. Get a fabulous all-inclusive like the Reuse. Although I hear there's a new one. What used to be the Four Seasons is now something new and wonderful. Just go there and enjoy yourself with the family. Just relax. Or don't even take the family. Just take yourself and your significant other and reconnect. For all of you who've been married for a while and have started to take the other partner for granted just a little, take a vacation, just you and your partner, so that you can remind yourself about what was so special about your partner. Mm-hmm. Ooh, what a little moonlight and rum can do for you. Oh, yes, I challenge you to be your best and enjoy yourself with your significant other and go the distance with each other. It's a wonderful thing. Yes, the senator and I, you know, we're coming up on 10 years. Can you believe it? Can you believe it that he and I have been married almost 10 years? My goodness, we can hardly believe it ourselves, but it is true. And we're going to take a good vacation. That's right. Memorial weekend, just the two of us to reconnect. Why don't you do it and let us know right here on Diva Talk Radio the outcome for you. I bet it's a good one. So, in talking about wonderful good things, I hope that you will continue to hit us up on Twitter at Diva3482, and the Cheryl with an S, Ralph, the Cheryl with an S, Ralph. And I know Sheila's going to give you the new Diva Talk Radio, and I believe it's the number one. You got to keep in touch with us. Let us know what it is that you love, because we want to hear from you. Also, you know, it is April, and April is Autism Awareness Month, and we did a wonderful, wonderful interview with Holly Robinson Pete. A lot of you know that Holly Robinson has been really raising the flag, raising awareness, letting people know that autism is out there, and it seems that, I believe it's one in, and I may not even say the number, but autism is one of those diseases, one of those, let me back up because I want to say this right. Autism is something that affects many young people with different degrees and different degrees. They say it's the spectrum, where young people might be on the spectrum of life. I was talking with Tisha Campbell at the Better Brothers Gala, and her son was diagnosed with autism. Years have passed, and he has grown into a wonderful, bright, aware, awesome young man. So autism seems to be one of those things that we are still learning about. But April is Autism Awareness Month. And what we want you to do is to listen to an interview that we did just over a year ago with Holly Robinson Pete here on Diva Talk Radio. I think a lot of what she's got to share is still relevant. So listen, when we come back, you will be hearing from Holly Robinson Pete, as you heard her, or didn't, a year or so ago on Diva Talk Radio. I'm Cheryl Lee Ralph, and we'll be right back.
This is Cheryl Lee Ralph. Post a good pic and a selfie. Follow me on Instagram, Diva3482. I want to see you.
For more than two decades, Rory G. Edwards has established himself as an internationally recognized leader and innovator in the world of education, athletic wellness, and lifestyle management transformation.
A man should decide what he wants to do with his life.
But every time you ask them what was the greatest challenge, they would always say the black male.
I just do the work. A lot of people I know who look at it for their 15 minutes of fame, and this is my life's walk. When I leave here, people will say, that he ain't never stopped this. No, I never will stop it.
He has partnered with educational institutions, business professionals, and community leaders.
Everybody's told me about the hundreds of thousands of individuals who are doing this work, and I applaud all the people who are doing this work. But the thing is that you can't do this work just in your basement.
The Rory T. Edwards Show with Sheila Robinson.
We'll start taking some callers. I know we have some people that are probably out there waiting and wondering when they'll get a chance to speak to the one, the only, Mr. Rory T. Edwards.
Some people can inspire changes in others by simply the power of their words.
Join us each and every Sunday evening, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Rory T. Edwards Show with the amazing Sheila Robinson.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to say it one more time. Every day above ground is a good day. Hello. Follow me on Twitter at the Cheryl Ralph.
Well, here I am once again. It's Cheryl Lee Ralph with Diva Talk Radio, divinely inspired, victoriously awesome conversations with some of the most interesting people on the planet. And I'm telling you, I have this feeling all the time when I see others shine, I feel like I shine right along with them. Isn't there a rap song out there? You shine, I shine, whatever. I love that because when I see this sister's smile flash across the scene, when I see her doing one more thing, I'm like, oh, look at her, look at her. Go, girl, go. My Christmas gift guest for today is the one and the only Miss Holly Robinson Peep, my baby sister in my head. Holly, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, Cheryl. And I feel the same way about you. When I see you, when I see you doing things, when I see your new jobs or anything that you're doing, you are such an inspiration to me. I don't know that I've ever told you that, but now I'm telling everybody. You are such an inspiration, and you're somebody that I look up to because, listen, I don't think I've ever told you this, but when I was a college student, that's not too young, I hate when people say to me, when I was 5 years old, I used to watch you on something. That drives me nuts. But when I was in college, I came down from Sarah Lawrence College. I took the train down to see Dream Girls. And I went down with my friend, and you were in it. And you were so lovely to me backstage. You signed my playbill. You don't even know this. I have the playbill that you and Loretta and them signed.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is how long. So when later on I actually met you in the capacity of being a peer in the business, it was a huge thrill. So that just needs you to know that, starting out.
Oh, thank you. See, that's why I love Diva Talk Radio. I have found out more wonderful gems of life, and I tell you, I live by the rule. Be as kind as you can for as long as you can to as many people as you can, because the same behind you kick today, you may have to kiss tomorrow. So I'm happy to hear that along the way, I have been consistently good to quite a few people, and it was great to hear that a college student named Holly Robinson was one of them. Plus, you know, I adore your mother. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
I just
mom,
adore
my
your mother.
Well,
I mean, when we talk about, your mother.
No, I was only going to say that, you know, some people, you know that my mom has been in the business and was a real pioneer in this business as far as breaking glass ceilings. And when she came to California in a beat-up Volvo station wagon, years ago in the 70s, there were no African-American female or really African-American male managers, talent managers in the business. And so she really
breaking
new ground and started. Her first client was LeVar Burton, fresh off her roots. And that's how her career started. And she went on to manage in the careers of many, many awesome actors. And I didn't really start acting until I graduated from college. That was a mandate from my daddy. And
from all of our daddies, both of our daddies.
Not all of them. Some of them, you know, aren't able to get that message through. But I'm glad my dad was, because now I have kids, I can say, you know, I can say I did it, as opposed to telling them to do something that I didn't do. So I blessed
him
for that. But anyways, my mom was great, and she was a really amazing pioneer and such an awesome role model to have as a mother. She always got up when someone knocked her down, and that has been a great example.
You know, there's also your dad, who is also another pioneer in the entertainment industry. Talk about him.
Oh, my daddy. I've been missing him lately, this time of year especially, because he was born on New Year's Day. And so every New Year's we have we celebrate Kwanzaa, but we also celebrate my father's birthday on New Year's Day. It's a real big celebration that we have. My dad was a great TV producer, writer, and kind of an actor, although he didn't really love that part. But he originated the part of Gordon on Sesame Street, which was... he was the original Gordon, the OG, I call him, and he was amazing in that role. He was in the first 100 or so episodes, and then he decided he didn't like being in front of the camera. So he went on to write and produce a lot, worked with late moms Mabley and did a movie with her, and then went on to write and produce The Cosby Show. And then, unfortunately, in his prime, when he was only in his 40s, Cheryl, and you know this story, he got Parkinson's disease, and it just really cut him down in the prime of his life, and it was a tough, tough, tough journey. He's been gone for about 11 years now, but I miss him every day. And he was another pioneer. He did some great stuff, and he left an awesome legacy for my kids.
He sure did. And then there's you. I mean, for so many of us, the first time you really came into focus for us was in a series called 21 Jump Street. And I remember you and Johnny Depp. I mean, my goodness, when you were doing 21 Jump Street, had you any idea, thought, or vision that the two of you would grow up to be what you have become?
You know, no is the answer to that question. We were starting a new network called the Fox Network, which wasn't American Idol and all the things Fox is now. It was Channel 99 and a coat hanger and very few affiliates when we started that show. You remember those days, Cheryl, and it was like,
yes.
It was like our show. It was 21 Jump Street, Married with Children, Tracy Ullman show, and a couple other shows. That Fox Network was a netlet. It just started. And so we were up in Canada. We shot the entire show on location in Vancouver, British Columbia. And we were in Canada, and we were kind of like the mod squad of Vancouver, right? We were
That's
young
right.
undercover cops. And Johnny, a lot of people don't realize, was a replacement. We shot pretty much the whole two. And that was when you shot a two-hour pilot. Remember those days? We shot
yes.
a two-hour pilot with another actor in the role of Tom Hansen. And that actor was replaced for this reason or another reason. And in came Johnny Depp, who was, you know, had no money, had nothing, you know, just a struggling actor. And I, you know, it sounds disingenuous to say that as soon as he walked in and I looked at him, I knew. But it was really true. He just had that kind of star quality. And
wow, so you could see it.
It was amazing. Immediately.
Wow. It's amazing when you think back and you look and then you get to have, you know, hindsight is 20/20 vision, and you say you knew it, but you knew it. You know, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I look back now on the show that I'm doing right now, and from the moment we shot the pilot to Instant Mom, I told everybody, get ready for a long ride because I see a big hit on the horizon. So I love it when we see it and we can call it.
Yeah, and that's what's so great about having a veteran like you on a show like Instant Mom, because I felt that way when I saw the first episode. I said, "Oh, this is a hit." And
yeah.
I felt that way, but you're that person that's going to, I mean, you have a lot of veterans, an amazing cast on this
amazing
show.
Amazing cast.
I mean, I'm really blown away by everybody. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I felt the same way after the pilot for Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I
wow.
felt the same way. That night, there was just like pilot magic. And you shot it in front of the audience, and the audience responded, and the laughs were big, and people responded to the characters. And you know, those, it's few and far between that you can have those moments. But when you know it, you just know it.
Absolutely. Now, we shot Moesha. When we did Moesha, we didn't have an audience. But when we did that pilot, and I saw it all put together, I was like, whoa. Wait a minute, this show is going to last. I was so happy and so thrilled when I was right. But now there's another project that you worked on, and I remember saying to myself, why did Holly not win Celebrity Apprentice? Why? So now that I've got you on, because you were amazing, and I remember the Trump himself saying that you had raised more money than anybody ever on that show. And I thought to myself, my goodness gracious, why didn't you win?
I didn't win
what
because
happened?
I didn't win because it was very simple. This is a television show. And if you're really doing a contest for, you know, how who's going to raise the most money or who's going to be the, you know, the better philanthropist or the better apprentice, however this works. The show was very interesting to shoot. It was a really interesting shoot, and I can't say that I would do it again, but I'm glad I did it. But I probably didn't win because it didn't quite have the marquee value of Bret Michaels winning. Bret Michaels, who's a great guy, and we got to know each other, and he's a lot of fun and sweet. But a lot of people don't realize that they shoot that show in New York in the fall, and then the show doesn't air till spring, so then you have to cut all the episodes together. So somewhere in between after we shot it, Bret Michaels fell ill. He got sick, and he was on the cover of People magazine. He was on the Oprah show. I mean, it was like he had a brain aneurysm. It was really quite serious, everything that happened to him. And, you know, it just became the side story, and people thought, I think, that he was doing all of this while he was doing the task with Celebrity Apprentice. I think people didn't realize that this happened, so the show was already in the can.
Hollywood
would make it, NBC and Celebrity Apprentice, they have to, like, sort of make it seem like it's, you know, it's happening in real time. That's just the way the
right.
show is cut. So I think when it came down to, you know, me raising all that money and doing all that, I probably could have won, but I think the public sentiment was with Bret, and bless his heart, he's such a sweetie. And Mr. Trump was like, look, you know, Hurricane Bret came along, and so I understood. This ain't my first rodeo, so I understand the business. And I think that's probably why I probably didn't win, and I say that in quotations, because I felt like I won. I mean, I'm really in it for my charity, as you understand. You know,
I
have my own charity, and it wasn't like I came on there to do anything else but to really bring awareness to autism and raise money, and I did that. So in a lot of ways, I feel like I did win.
So we are so proud of you for the work that you are doing around autism, and when we come back, we're going to get deeper into that subject. This is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and you are listening to Diva Talk Radio, our holiday special with Holly Robinson-Pete, and we will be right back with more Diva Talk.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Hi, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to another Diva Moment. Balance. Balance is very important in life, and somebody has got to sometimes be the balance. You know, my grandmother taught me an old saying. For her, it was more than just something to be said. It was something to live by. She would say, when you walk into a room, the whole race enters with you. Let me say that again. When you walk into a room, the whole race enters with you. So what kind of balance are you setting? Who are you? And what does the world see when you enter a room? I am Cheryl Lee Ralph, and this has been a divinely inspired, victoriously alive moment.
This is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and we were back with more Diva Talk, divinely inspired, victoriously awesome conversations. And most of you know, or those who are just tuning in, my guest today is Holly Robinson-Pete. And we were just talking about the Celebrity Apprentice and why she didn't win. And I'm glad she cleared it up, because when she didn't win, I was like a lot of you. I was like, wait a minute, anybody that's down for that? What's going on? We know she was the best. But, Holly, you explained that you were a good celebrity and you understood how it went. But I think you felt the same as we, don't you think?
You know what? I did, but I really do. I've been in the business so long that I did understand the marquee quality of Bret was he was the pick. He was the choice, and I understood that. The only thing that, you know, I really cared about, and I thought, and I knew before I went out there that I was not going to win. I said, let me go out there. Let me get real cute. Let me find a cute dress. Let me get my dress together with my hair and makeup. I said, let me be cute. And let me represent my charity.
Yes.
Because I knew that was it. And then they gave, you know, me an extra, like, $250,000 to add onto the pot.
Oh.
So look, I was happy. Cheryl, I was felt
yes.
like I won. I'm like, wait, I get to go take this money back to families affected by autism. So it, for me, it was a total win-win. I understood all the other Hollywood stuff that needed to go down. And I like I said, I'm glad that I did the show, but when they asked me to do Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars, I couldn't say no fast enough.
Wow. Now, why is that?
It just, you know, it was, I did one celebrity contest. I mean, I don't understand these people that go from one contest show to another competition
mm-hmm.
show. Like, you do the, you know, you do Apprentice, and you go do Dance with the Stars, and you go do, I don't need to do the rounds of the, I didn't feel like I needed to do the rounds of those shows. If I never do another celebrity competition show again, I'll be just fine. That was, to me, that was it. I had nothing else to say. So I was surprised that Brett went back, because he won the whole thing. So that was really, I just couldn't figure that one out. But, you know, obviously he wanted to shine a light on his charity, so that's all good. But I was very excited to say no, because as much as I enjoyed the show and what it gave the charity, I my work there was done.
And you did a great job. Now, you talk about your charity and the work that you do around autism. That is your passion project, because you have the gift of family, your children. But tell us, our audience, why is it so important to you?
Well, I should say that the gift of this foundation, the gift of this life of service that I sort of just happened into, is something that's so profound that I get emotional when I think about it, because the reality is that, you know, I was just acting and doing my little stuff or whatever, getting a job here and there. And then when my father, you know, when I really saw the depth of his struggle with Parkinson's disease, that's what really led me to start Hollyrod Foundation. So it was really started to help families affected by Parkinson's, and that was really rewarding. But when my son was diagnosed with autism, it became a whole nother level. I mean, it was just one thing to be dealing with the Parkinson's, but autism, I found, was such a family struggle so much in just the day-to-day dealings with this disorder. And so I just felt like I would be a good person and use my platform to represent families, especially those who didn't have a voice. So my husband and I decided we would, you know, add to our mission and add to our mission statement, and it's been a blessing. It really has.
It's amazing the work that you and your husband do together. Who I must add is an incredible man, a great football player, happens to be from Philadelphia. How did you, no, he's not from Philadelphia, but he did play for the Eagles in Philadelphia. How did you make that connect all the way back to your hometown of Philadelphia with your husband?
Well, it's interesting. Philly is my hometown. My husband is from Arizona. But when he went to go play for the Eagles on the eve of our wedding, Cheryl, he was traded to the Eagles. And essentially, I knew that was going to be interesting, because we all know, if you're from Philly or if you're a football fan, you know that Philadelphia Eagles fans are very passionate and can be
a little trifling sometimes.
Oh, they can be passionate and trifling, okay? Let's just call it what it is. Listen, I can say that because I'm one of them.
You're a hometown girl.
And
that's,
I know,
right,
how trifling we can be, but we love our Eagles and we're very passionate about it. And so the dichotomy, the juxtaposition of playing, of being the wife of a quarterback for a team that I grew up loving and that all my cousins and relatives in Philly are obsessed with, it made for an interesting tenure with the Eagles, because they were, you know, wanted to win. So if Rodney had a great game, it was awesome, but if he had a bad game, I had to take phone calls from my cousins talking about, why did he throw that interception? I don't know, because he made a mistake. So, you know, I would give him tickets to the games, and then be at the games and hear them, somebody cousin riding me out in the stands. I turn around, it's my cousin. I'm like, didn't we give you these tickets? That means you
family,
can't
family, family, family.
Right. So, but you know what? It was such an amazing trip to be there, And for my dad, thank God he was still alive to see me be married to an Eagles quarterback, because being a Philadelphia native, other than Dr. J, who was a little bit older than me,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't think of a better son-in-law for me to bring home than a cat that plays quarterback for the Eagles. I mean, you understand, you know the frenzy, and my dad bled Eagle Green, so that was kind of a cool fairy tale for him. But it was a great day, and I have so much passion for the city of Philly. And all my relatives are from there. My mom and my dad have so many deep, deep, deep roots. And, you know, I want to get back there and spend more time, and especially with our Hollyrad Foundation and working to help families in the Philadelphia area who are dealing with autism, who I know need so much help.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to say right here, right now, that you and I and our spouses need to put our heads together and do something special around autism and the children of Philadelphia today.
Oh,
we
yeah.
should agree
Done.
To do that.
Done deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. My sister, this holiday season, tell us what you've got to be thankful for.
Oh, gosh, so many things. And it's so funny. I just told my daughter today, who was running around, you know, in that sort of teenage, you know, slump of, you know, life is so crazy and why me?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you sit down, sweetie, and I want you to take a piece of paper out, not on a computer, and a pencil, and I want you to write down what 10 things you're thankful for. And
yes.
She's like, Mom, no, sit down and write it. And,
yes.
you know, sometimes when you take inventory of the things that you're thankful for, I mean, you really write the list out, you can't believe how blessed you are. And so, you know, her list was like my list. Family, people are healthy. You know,
that's
every,
right.
people, you know, people have, we have jobs, we have a house to live in, we have, I mean, just the basics. Now you just got to be thankful for just the basics, a roof over your head, a place, a safe place to be, family that protects you, people that have your back, a team of people that care about your welfare and put you in a place of priority in their lives. So those are the things that I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful for friends. You know, I don't spend enough time with my friends. I don't spend enough time doing that. That's on the top of my New Year's resolution. More time with friends. And nobody ever die, and then before they took a last breath, say, you know, oh, sure, I'm glad I didn't spend time with friends. Nobody said that.
That's right. That's right.
Nobody ever said that. Everyone says the same things. I wish I worked less, enjoyed life more, and spent more time with the people I love. So those are the things that I'm thankful for, you know, the ability to be able to spend time with friends and spend time with an amazing family. And you know what? I'm going to say this, and this is something that I don't say a lot. I'm thankful, you know, for autism. It brought me to a new level of service in my life. It gave me the ability and the recognition and the platform to help others impacted. And there are moments where I, you know, I've certainly cussed that disorder out in my mind and publicly. But I'm thankful for what this situation has brought me, because as much as I sometimes wish it would go away from my son's life, I know that if it hadn't come to me, I don't think I would be as passionate and compassionate a person. So I'm thankful for that.
God bless you. God bless your family. This Christmas season will all be sending you an extra dose of those special prayers. And I think it's wonderful that you've let some folks know and hear that autism must be paid attention to. There are signs that you can see in your children, and I hear it's especially our boys. Learn those signs, pay attention to those signs, get informed, get involved. There's so many other sisters out there, right? The celebrity sisters with you. Toni Braxton, autism has touched her life. Keisha mm-hmm. Campbell Martin, mm-hmm. autism has touched her life. And you, those are three powerful sisters dealing with something that so many other women are dealing with and don't even know it.
Yes.
They
and
don't
they
even
don't,
know
they
it.
They don't know it. But I thank you for saying that and the signs. Looking for the signs. And the thing that you said that really resonates is, you got to arm yourself with information. Once, if you do get this diagnosis, I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to me, you got to arm yourself with information and get ready to advocate for your child, because you are the best advocate your child can have. And there are situations that don't lend itself to being kind to this disorder and what it brings. And so we have to show everyone that these kids, as they grow up, will become adults and need to be respected and valued in the community. And there's so many layers of, you know, what this disorder can bring to your life. You know, we got to be there for each other.
All right. In this last minute, how can people reach you? How can they help? How can they get the information that they need? How can they do
well,
that?
Well, I am always reachable by Twitter. I think I'm a little bit of a Twitter-holic. The first step is admitting it, and I think I'm a little too addicted to social media. Why? Because I'm a, you know, I like people. I'm a people person, and I love the connection. I really do. Even when people get a little trifling, I just shut them down. And, you know, if we only had a block button in life, where we could just block people that are just saying nonsense, that would be awesome. But so I'm on Twitter at Holly R. Pete, P-E-E-T-E, and I'm on Instagram at the same address. And I'm on, at the Holly Rod Foundation is hollyrod.org on our website. And, you know, I'm very, very easily reachable. And I just want to say also that, you know, people think, oh, you're always looking for a donation. I'm always looking for donations. And I think that people need to understand that giving back can come in the form of just compassion. You don't have to write a check. You can see a family and ask that family what they need, or can you babysit some of the other kids, or can you do something for them that doesn't really cost you anything but your time. So just think about that this holiday season, that you don't have to write a check to be a philanthropist.
I love you, my sister. I started out saying it. I will end it saying you. And I wish you a holly jolly Christmas. Thank you, Diva.
Thank you so much. Big hug to you, and God bless you, your family, everyone. And I love you guys, and we'll get together and work on our Philly project ASAP.
You got it. This is Cheryl Lee Ralph with my very special holiday guest, the one and the only Miss Holly Robinson Pete. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Diva Talk Radio.
You've seen her on television.
I really have a passion for the image of women of color on TV.
On stage.
When you are doing Broadway, you are so talented, because you can usually act, sing, dance, and write.
And in the movies.
When you're making movies, you are Hollywood royalty.
Now be prepared to be entertained, as Cheryl Lee Ralph brings her special brand of entertainment to radio.
Hi there, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to another 60 Minutes with me, your diva, divinely inspired, victoriously alive, radio, real talk on Diva Talk Radio.
Diva Talk Radio, talk radio that's real.
Real conversations with some of the most interesting people on the planet. The one, the only, Michael Bazin.
Friendship embodies communication. Friendship embodies compromise. Friendship embodies acceptance. And see, those are the three things that love doesn't guarantee. Love doesn't embody acceptance.
Miss Jasmine Guy.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and to be able to talk to you.
Welcome my guest. I call her Diva. Faith Evans. So how are you?
I am awesome, and how are you?
Today, our DIVA acronym stands for Divinely Inspired, Victoriously Anointed, because that is the woman that we are talking to today, Vicki Wyman.
Okay, you sure you got the right Vicki? That intro is unreal. First of all, let me just let you know that.
Hill Harper. Hey, Hill, welcome to DIVA Talk Radio.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
DIVA Talk Radio, informative.
Most folks believe that wherever they are in this country, no matter how poor they are or how wealthy they are, they believe that when they send their child to school that they are getting educated. How do kids come up uneducated?
Diva Talk Radio, always entertaining.
Oh, they can be passionate and trifling, okay? Let's just call it what it is. Listen, I can say that because I'm one of them.
You're a hometown girl.
As well as inspiring radio.
Hi, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to the Divinely Inspired, Victoriously Anointed Diva Moments. I created the Diva Moments to give listeners inspiration. You know, with all the things that people are going through nowadays, sometimes folks just want to hear a little good news. Sometimes they just want to hear something that's going to make them feel good. So why not embrace the diva in you, the divinely inspired, victoriously alive you? I'm Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to the Diva Moment.
It's radio for the entire family. Diva Talk Radio with Cheryl Lee Ralph. Put her on your radio station and watch your audience grow.
I live for the applause, applause, live for the applause. I love it.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to say it one more time. Every day above ground is a good day. Hello. Follow me on Twitter at the Cheryl Ralph.
Are you frustrated at the thought of shopping? Is it time to change your style but you don't know where to start? Would you love to have someone shop for you and have you looking and feeling fabulous? Well, we have the solution for you. Love eFashion. They handle everything from closet organization, styling, wardrobe, gift shopping, and so much more. Go to loveefashion.com or call them at 404-908-7997 and tell them WXRP sent you and receive 30 minutes of service free when you purchase any service. Love eFashion, helping you look and feel fabulous.
This is Cheryl Lee Ralph. Post a good pic and a selfie. Follow me on Instagram, Diva3482. I want to see you.
All right, and welcome back. This is Cheryl Lee Ralph. You've been listening to Diva Talk Radio. As usual, I love to bring you the divinely inspired, victoriously awesome kinds of conversations that you deserve with some people that you really should know more about. I just want to encourage you to be nice to yourself, because like you hear me say it all the time, the nicer you are to yourself, the better you can be to somebody else. And that somebody else probably needs some little nice thing from you. So just go on, take a break from the usual, and do something nice for yourself, because in the end, you will be doing it for somebody else. I am Cheryl Lee Ralph, and I want you to tune in next week for more Diva Talk Radio. I am your diva, and you know I love you. I'm Cheryl Lee Ralph, and we will talk again next week. Bye-bye.